USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pfizer is reporting it plans to meet with U.S. health officials Monday to discuss their request for federal authorization of a third dose of its COVID-19 vaccine. President Biden's chief medical advisor has acknowledged it is likely that additional booster shots will be needed. In Britain, Sunday night, three black players who missed penalty kicks for England in the decisive European Championship shootout against Italy were called racist names online. The English Football Association issued a statement condemning the language used against the players. Thousands of demonstrators went out on the streets in several Cuban cities to protest ongoing food shortages and overall higher prices amid new coronavirus lockdowns on the communist island. Cuban officials blame the United States for the unrest. California firefighters continue to contain the largest wildfire in California this year, while state power operators urge people to conserve energy after a huge wildfire in Oregon took out three major power lines. USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Britain is to ease COVID-19 restrictions. Brad Bernards reports.
The UK government is confident that plans to lift a range of COVID-19 restrictions will go ahead on July 19th in England, but mask wearing in indoor enclosed places will be expected, Vaccine Minister Nadeem Zahawi said on Sunday. Prime Minister Boris Johnson detailed proposals earlier this week to eliminate a series of rules on mask wearing, social contact, and the instruction to work from home.
The leaders of the United States and Germany will meet this week. Dan Naraki reports.
President Biden will meet with German Chancellor Angela Merkel this week at the White House. The two are expected to focus talks on the withdrawal of troops from Afghanistan, the COVID-19 pandemic, and a recent surge in cyber attacks. It could be Merkel's final visit to Washington as Germany's leader. She said she plans to step down following elections in September after more than 16 years in power. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
CPAC, a conservatives convention, took place over the weekend in Dallas, Texas. President Trump was the keynote speaker and had some harsh criticisms for the current administration.
Who would have thought this could have happened? Even Bernie Sanders is saying, I never thought this could happen. He's mild by comparison. In a matter of mere months, Joe Biden has brought our country to the brink of ruin. Right here in Texas, we are the epicenter of a border and migration crisis unlike anything anyone has ever seen before in the history of our country. At the same time, they have totally obliterated your energy industry. I told you.
Mr. Trump suggests disinformation from mainstream media is one of the biggest threats in America.
The Democrats know their policies on crime are so unpopular, so radical, so crazy. They are now trying to pretend they never led to defund the police movement in the first place. This information. We never said defund the police. You know who did it? The Republicans did it. That's what they do. It's called disinformation. How about Russia? Trump had to do with Russia. He loves Russia. He loves Putin. He loves everybody. Turned out to be the Democrats, right? After 2 years, they figured, gee. And after a while, people actually believe this stuff. But now they're saying defund the police. Well, we didn't say it. It was the Republicans. It's called disinformation. You have to be wise to it.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.